And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 19th of March, 2016. It was on this date in 2003, President George W. Bush declared war on Iraq in the belief that Saddam Hussein was stockpiling weapons of mass destruction. It's the birthday of Richard Francis Burton, born in Torquay, England, 1821, learned Arabic at Oxford, went on to learn Hindu, Persian, some Indian languages. He disguised himself as an Arab and made a pilgrimage to Mecca and wrote about it, and he translated Arabian Nights and the Kama Sutra. It's the birthday of Nikolai Gogol, born in Ukraine, 1809, author of the play The Government Inspector, and the story The Nose, about a nose that takes off on its own, dressed in uniform, acting like a human being. It was on this day in 1842 that Balzac's play La Ressource de Canola opened at the Odeon Theatre in Paris. Balzac, a famous novelist, tried to publicize his play by starting a rumor that it was a sellout, and so the theater was almost empty for opening night. It's the birthday of Philip Roth, born in Newark, 1933. His father sold insurance. His mother, he said, raised housekeeping in America to a great art. The neighborhood was mostly Jewish, Newark itself full of immigrants from Eastern Europe, Italy, Ireland, as well as African Americans. Roth was an excellent student, graduated from high school at the age of 16. He graduated from Bucknell, went to Chicago for graduate work in English literature, served 2 years in the Army, got a teaching job. The Paris Review published his novella, Goodbye Columbus, the story of Neil Klugman, a Jewish teenager from Newark, and his summer romance with a wealthy suburban Radcliffe student. Roth went to Rome on a Guggenheim, and there he learned that Goodbye Columbus, which had been published along with some short stories, had won the National Book Award and made him suddenly famous. He went on to write many more books, including Portnoy's Complaint, Sabbath's Theater, American Pastoral, The Plot Against America, and Nemesis. In 2012, Roth announced that he had retired from writing fiction. He had reread all 31 of his books, and he said, "After that, I decided that I was finished with fiction. I don't want to read it, I don't want to write it, and I don't even want to talk about it anymore. I dedicated my life to the novel. I studied them, I taught them, I wrote them, and I read them at the exclusion of nearly everything else. It's enough." Here's a poem by Barbara Crooker for a friend lying in intensive care waiting for her white blood cells to rejuvenate after a bone marrow transplant. "The jonquils, they come back, they split the earth with their green swords bearing cups of light. The forsythia comes back, spraying its thin whips with blossom, one loud yellow shout. The robins, they come back, they pull the sun on the silver thread of their song. The irises come back, they dance in the soft air in silken gowns of midnight blue. The lilacs come back, they trail their perfume like a scarf of violet chiffon. And the leaves come back, on every tree and bush, millions and millions of small green hands applauding your return." A poem by Barbara Crooker for a friend lying in intensive care waiting for her white blood cells to rejuvenate after a bone marrow transplant. Used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.